Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's get to the big news today. Breathless anticipation at Trump Tower over an important and perhaps earth-shaking development in the world, a former President Donald J. Trump.
Celebrations are underway for former President Trump after claiming he won two golf trophies at his West Palm Beach club.
That's right, woke libs. You think Donald Trump's a loser? Well, would a loser brag about winning a golf tournament at his own course? I don't think so. Although obviously Trump has an advantage playing golf, it's difficult for his opponents to stay focused when they spend all that time staring at that ass. Come on. A lot of times golfers let you grab them by the asshole. They love it if you're a celebrity. That's the worst Trump impression in the history of Trump impressions. Actually, Trump, one of the few talented golfers who has a thick ass and a front butt. He has a front butt. So what it does is the butt and the front butt become like a big, like a big ball, the back and the front. It helps with the center of gravity. It's like being on a hippity hop. But I'm kidding, of course. Congratulations to Donald Trump on winning the Trump Cup. I'm actually talking about today's big Trump legal development.
The clock is ticking for former President Donald Trump. He'll need to post a nearly half a billion dollar bond in order to satisfy his New York civil fraud case judgment. Otherwise, the state could begin seizing properties to pay for it.
Damn! That's right. All week, we sat with breathless anticipation to see if Trump had $454 million in his wallet. Or would Trump Tower be turned over to New York City to perhaps ease our terrible housing crunch? Or more likely, do what they always do, another shitty Walgreens. I think another shitty Walgreens whose shelves are bare from the rogue bands of shoplifters. Thanks a lot, David Dinkins. There's a very small percentage of the audience who will understand what I just said. But the ones that do, as you can imagine, the prospect of Trump being held accountable for what would be the first time had the media enthralled.
Donald Trump is running out of time to find $464 million.
The former president's legal problems may finally be catching up with him.
Could this be the beginning of the end for Trump's business empire?
But it does seem as though we are getting closer.
Trump feeling the walls closing in on him.
Panic mode, I'm told, is setting in.
I think we're going to be writing a version of an obituary of the Trump Organization.
R.I.P. the Trump Organization. It died as it lived. Fraudulently. Look, folks, it is very difficult to come back from an obituary. It looks like it's the end of the line for Donald J. Trump, Esquire. No way! He comes up with half a billion dollars by the end of the day. I've been saving this since 2016. And it's finally here. And it's finally here. Judgment Day!
Moments ago, the former president got a financial lifeline from a New York appeals court.
This isn't gonna be good.
It reduced the bond he must pay in a civil fraud case from more than $450 million to $175 million and gave him more time to pay for it.
Well, that's still something. That's 10 days to come up with $175 million? I mean, unless he's about to come and do a shit ton of money, I don't see how he does that.
The recent merger of Truth Social could net the former president some $3 billion.
Motherfucker! That is New Year's Eve. Oh. You know what, let's take a step back. What did Trump actually do to earn this penalty? Well, it turns out that for a decade, whenever Trump wanted to get a loan or make a deal, he would illegally inflate the value of his real estate. For instance, suggesting that his 11,000 square foot penthouse was a 30,000 square foot penthouse. I guess somehow including the sky in the calculation. We all do it. I mean, in my license, I'm not listed as 5'7". You know, I'm listed as 30,000 square feet. And thank you. And the Attorney General of New York knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very sophisticated real estate practice known as lying. So the judge calculated that the value that he gained from the lying with interest was around $454 million. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, that sounds pretty straightforward. Whatever gains you got from lying, you have to pay back. Well, that's because you're a f***ing idiot. No, don't. If you knew anything about business, if you had an MBA, you'd know. An idiot.
We're talking about a victimless crime. They find an ordinance or a law that has never been used ever before in anyone else.
He's committed bank fraud where there's no victim. It makes no sense.
No victims. There was no victim. The ruling is blatantly unfair.
That didn't go over very well with the investment community because we're all asking each other, who's next?
Ah, who's next? The persecuted minority of the investment community. First they came for the arbitrageurs, and I said nothing. For I was not an arbitrageur. And then they came for the quants, which I could be. I don't know what a quant is. But I am surprised to hear this from Kevin O'Leary, a guy who's such an asshole. Wait. That even the other people on Shark Tank thinks he's an asshole. Now, he's very chill. I'm surprised to hear that he's so chill about overvaluing something that he thinks is victimless, because when someone tries to do that to him...
Which one of you do I absolutely tear to pieces now on a $28 million valuation?
You think this is worth $10 million?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to rip you to pieces. Are you out of your mind?
Your valuation's insane.
Your valuation's crazy. I think that's a crazy valuation.
I think your valuation is stinky poo-poo.
Oh, no, you didn't. Canadians are so vulgar. How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes. First, the banks got paid back at lower interest rates, although, to be honest, who gives a shit? But second, money isn't infinite.
a loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And this is part of a different Trump fraud case, but avoiding taxes hurts all of us. Donald Trump shenanigans cost the city of New York. And to be honest, and let's be frank here, that is money that the city of New York could have used to build more Walgreens. Now, some blocks only have two of them. Leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted.
There is a theory in law that if enough people commit a crime, it automatically becomes legal. You're familiar with The Purge, are you not? The f***ing entitled arrogance. I don't know if you know this, but most people just can't commit fraud and expect to face no repercussions, even if everyone's doing it. Try getting a car loan by saying you have 10 times as much money as you really do, or claim 20 dependents when you have no children, or say you make slightly less money to qualify for food assistance. I will guarantee you there are not just financial consequences for those lies, but criminal ones. But don't tell that to the investment community, because in their minds, in pursuit of profit, there is no rule that cannot be bent. There is no principle that cannot be undercut, as long as you and your f***ing friends are making money. And the only immoral practice... Hold on, I'm not done. If I could... Wait. If I could raise my chair up, I would. Apparently, the only immoral practice in the capitalist system is to use that money for people who may need it.
Fraud, waste, and abuse, people never want to be honest about, but a lot of these parents will, you know, they abuse the system. A lot of them are encouraged to abuse the system.
Where do you think the money that you get for food stamps and other things come? Who do you think pays that money? Your health care. You're taking their money and you just don't seem to care.
The guy who walks out of the store with a bag of food, is he entitled to it? Because food is a necessity and he doesn't have enough of it?
You nutrition needing motherfuckers. Bringing our system to its knees. Stealing is only justified when you already have too much. Ultimately, whether or not Trump is a victim of selective prosecution is going to be a matter for the Supreme Court to decide. Luckily, that is an institution which still holds the trust of the American people because of its integrity.
For years, Justice Clarence Thomas has secretly accepted luxury gifts from a GOP mega donor, Harlan Crow. Gifts like private jet flights, luxury yacht cruises. And according to the report, the Supreme Court justice never reported them on annual financial disclosures.
Victimless! It's a victimless crime! Oh, shit.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's begin with the ongoing legal woes of America's defendant in chief, Donald Trump. Now, Trump has just over a week to come up with a $175 million bond in his real estate fraud case. And if he can't get it from selling shares in his social media company or borrowing from his billionaire friends or teaming up with Giuliani for a sexy car wash, then then this latest very classy business venture just might do the trick.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible? This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents, yes, the Constitution, also the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book.
Many? 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 How does that thing not burst into flames immediately, huh? Yeah, Trump is mashing together the Bible and the Constitution like it's a Pizza Hut Taco Bell. And I know people will say that you're not supposed to mix the Bible and the Constitution, but what you have to understand is Trump has never read either of them. If we step back and look at this, Trump getting into business with God can only mean one thing. God is gonna end up bankrupt and serving a 3-month prison sentence for lying under oath. I mean, what's amazing about this is that Trump just made $5 billion on his new stock. Buddy, you're not supposed to be doing this embarrassing grifter shit when you're that rich. Just start a private space company like a normal billionaire sociopath. You don't see Elon Musk selling his farts in jars to perverts, do you? No, no. Maybe, maybe. I haven't looked into it. Probably you do. But you know, I bet, yes, he probably. Let's move on, shall we? Let's move on to the big news of the day. As we've all heard by now, this morning, a cargo ship leaving Baltimore crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the entire bridge into the water. Now, early indications suggest the crash was caused by a power failure on the ship. But that's not going to stop America's professional fearmongers from blaming it on whatever's most convenient to them.
The White House says there are no indications of foul play here. All worried about a potential, you know, terrorist attack, given the wide open border.
You know, I'm no expert on what's going on the seas, but all I would say is that if you talk to employers in America, they'll tell you that filling slots with employees who aren't drug-addled is a very huge problem.
And what are we doing to make sure that we have the best infrastructure in the world so that when a ship passes by and clips the bridge, that it doesn't entirely collapse?
Alex Jones tweeting, looks deliberate to me. A cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started.
World War III has already started? But I have Dune tickets this weekend. What, can I at least see it before I enlist in the war? Who are we fighting exactly? Is it boats? Are we fighting the boats? You know what? Doesn't matter. I'll just start shooting. We'll figure it out later. You know, media figures, you are allowed to just say, we're waiting for more information, right? We don't need to fill every moment of uncertainty with bullshit. It might be too early to speculate, but can we prove that this wasn't P. Diddy's getaway sex barge? Stay tuned and find out. Look, of course America's infrastructure is in need of updating, of course. But I don't think this is the proof. Falling down is kind of what you expect a bridge to do when a giant cargo ship slams into it. If your grandma gets body slammed by the rock, you're not gonna blame her broken bones on a calcium deficiency. You're gonna blame it on her not bringing her A game to the rock. You gotta step it up, Nana. Gotta step it up. Come on. Yes. Finally, in some social media news, if you're a preteen in Florida watching clips of this show on TikTok, you're about to be in a world of trouble.
We turn now to a social media showdown in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill banning children under 14 from having their own social media accounts.
If this law holds, Florida will have one of the most restrictive social media bans in the country. The new measure bars social media accounts for children under the age of 14 and requires parental consent for 15 and 16-year-olds. It also mandates that social media platforms search for and remove the profiles of kids who don't meet the age requirement.
This makes me so mad. This asshole, Ron DeSantis, might have done something I agree with. What does this say about me? I don't know what this says about me. I do think maybe this law isn't a bad idea. I think we can all agree that social media is a nightmare for kids. It increases their risk of depression, it exposes them to predators, it harms concentration, it gives you a wildly unrealistic expectation of how easy it is to prepare meals. You just throw in the potatoes, some scallions, some boiling water, a couple of fast edits, voila, beautiful dinner, and your entire family loves you. You're a great father. No, it's not that easy. It turns out there's a lot of prep work. The videos don't show you that. They gotta blanch the onions, then you gotta julienne the carrots. Now it's 10 p.m. Your kids are starving. They hate you. Why am I supposed to be doing all the cooking anyway? I was at work all day. I'm not a failure. I'm on TV, goddammit. Hypothetically. The point is, if Florida teenagers are kicked off of their phones, maybe they can focus on all the quintessential experiences of being a teen in Florida. Things like wrestling a gator at prom, or going to the library and reading the four books that are still legal to read, or trying to avoid Matt Gaetz on your walk home from school, you know? Classic Florida teen shit. Honestly, I wish Ron DeSantis had run on this when he was a presidential candidate. This is a much better message than his platform of wearing high heels and smiling like a demon in a horror movie. There's always 2028, Ron. For more reaction on this social media ban, we go to Josh Johnson in Tallahassee. Josh! I'll be honest. I don't hate this bill. I think getting kids off social media will benefit them in all sorts of ways. Cognitive development, better time management, personal skills. It's going to be great for them.
Yeah, Jordan, I couldn't agree more. And that's the problem, okay? If you kick kids off of social while the rest of us stay on it, you're giving them a competitive advantage. How am I going to compete against a well-rounded child after social media has already broken me? Short-term memory loss, bad eyesight, no attention span, crippling anxiety, short-term memory loss. And according to TikTok, all those symptoms mean I might be pregnant.
Okay. Josh. Come on. Josh, I'm pretty sure you can compete with a 14-year-old.
I can't. I've been staring down at a phone for 20 years. I can't even make strong eye contact. Look.
Stop that. Stop doing that. Please stop. Don't ever do that again, Josh.
I don't know any other way.
Okay. I understand your concern, but you have to admit social media is awful for kids. They just spend all day bullying each other online.
Yeah, I get that. But banning social media won't make the bully energy go away. it'll just redirect it to the rest of us, specifically me. All right, I used to live across from middle school, Jordan. I basically couldn't go outside after 3. I was walking home one day in shorts, and a kid in a wheelchair yelled at me, "Damn, I thought my legs were up."
Okay. Okay. Fair, but you are an adult. You can handle a couple of accurate comments, but... But there have been conclusive studies that social media lowers kids' self-esteem.
What about my self-esteem? A child said I look like a pedophile merged with one of his victims. And his friend said that they love my performance of Fast Car at the Grammys.
Oh. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. I guess I can see it.
You want to know what else they said? Because they had more in the chamber.
I don't know what they said. Maybe, nice suit, did it come with a car seat? Or, you're like if Lil Wayne never rapped, or... I didn't know adults came in fun size,
okay,
something
okay.
like that.
Okay, Jordan, damn, you too?
I'm sorry, it's just easy, okay? So to be clear, you're saying you oppose this bill?
Yes. In fact, it should be mandatory for these kids to be on social media. Every child's face should be glued to a screen to protect me, I mean us, when we walk home in jorts.
You can't argue with that. Josh Johnson, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.